Tonight, we have from California, David Meltzer will be reading. And with him tonight, we originally had Lizelle Mueller scheduled to read. So I hope people have seen the more recent publicity, in case she had to cancel her appearance because of illness in her family. But we have a wonderful substitute who has come via Big Bird from Kansas City, Bob Dyer, who will be performing first. Bob actually does not live in Kansas City, lives in Boonville, Missouri. He's one of Missouri's great historians and has applied his love of history and folklore in a whole range of different ways, including poetry. He's written a book called Oracle of the Turtle, a collection of poems based on the Chinese book of oracles, the I Ching, which takes the model of the I Ching hexagram and the subject matter of the 64 hexagrams and composed 64 six-line poems on those subjects. He's also very well known as a songwriter and a performer and recording artist. Most of his songs deal with Missouri history, the history of life along the Missouri River, Missouri folklore and folkloric figures. And he's also done an album of Civil War songs, which is quite thoroughly researched and recreates some of the musics of the 1860s. Dyer has also done directed and produced a couple of films. The one that I'm most familiar with is a documentary about the poet John Neihardt, with whom he studied at the University of Missouri a few decades ago. The film is called Performing the Vision, and it's a study of Neihardt and the Lakota shaman, Black Elk. Most recently, he's curated an art exhibit, which is now currently showing at Central Methodist College in Fayette, Missouri. And this is a retrospective of visual artists of the Boonslick region, a show that required a great deal of research to unearth some very good artists, many of whom had kind of disappeared from view. So tonight he's promised to put together something unique that he doesn't usually do. So if you've heard him do his folk music shtick, this will be some variant on that. So here he is, Bob Dyer.
Ah, thank you. I'm going to do two main things here. I'm going to read one long poem. I did.
Okay.
I got it. I'm going to read one long poem, and then I'm going to do a little thing where I kind of mix some music and poetry, most of which is mine. A few of the pieces come from other sources. That's all kind of focused on Native Americans. It's actually kind of a multi-leveled thing. It mixes in some stuff from my own personal life and some stuff relating to the Native Americans. We'll hope that works. I'll take it. When I get to that part, it's all one long continuous piece. It'll probably take me about 30 minutes to do that one piece with the mixed music and poems. And if you just kind of let it run with me and wait till it's all over, that might be good. But first I'll read this poem. Michael asked me to read this. This is one I wrote several years ago. But I couldn't remember whether I'd ever done it here before or not. So I'll try it out here. This is called The Smoking Mirror. And it's based on a trip to Mexico I took and a lot of reading I did about the ancient peoples of Mexico. 5 below tonight, moon constellations in the snow. In 3 more days, I leave for Mexico. Tomar el sol, Chung Fu, la verdad interna, el viento sobre el lago, to before completion. Winter into spring. Old fox, walk wary on this ice. Fire over water. I can remember, even when I was a child, looking at my face in the mirror, wondering what I saw there, what the others saw, and made my face be sad, be hurt, be happy, be astonished, be afraid, be angry, be insane, be empty. I can still do that. The face can fool the heart and learn deception. I didn't do it, Mommy. He did. He's the one who did it. Yes, you did. I saw you. Saw the other do it. Hid my heart and offered his for sacrifice. But whose heart hurts now beneath the mask? I want to love you. Can't you see that? How I want to love you. Look at me. See? Look. My face. And she looked away. And when my father died, I touched the wax face in the coffin and was empty. We have only come to sleep. We have only come to dream. The diaries from my childhood, days of rain, the movies, play, or nothing. Are you not always pursuing things aimlessly? Tomorrow, Mexico, tomar el sol. Tonight, my 3 companions sleep beside me as I drive beneath a full moon toward Laredo. Glyph, a 1965 white Chevy station wagon, flying over snow cloud fields, a sign that means no exit. Glyph, God listens. Glyph, the golden rule is he who owns the gold rules. And beyond Dallas, folded limestone, roots of ancient mountains, and beyond that borderline, Laredo. Glyph, a sign that means the conqueror, Cortez, above the word motel. 3 times it was, they say, the foreigners arrived. The first time on the first day of Katun 11 Ajo. I still remember how it felt the first time. How I loved her so completely, hurt so hard to know she kept that part of her for someone else, to know the thing I worshipped I could hate. Inner truth. 9 at the beginning means if you try to cultivate secret relationships of a special sort, you will lose your inner independence. The more reliance you place on the support of others, the more uneasy and anxious you will become as to whether these secret ties really exist. In this way, inner peace and the force of inner truth are lost. Montezuma, incarnation of the sun, master of the clockwork kingdom, keeper of the people's hearts, these grave catastrophes that have befallen us since you began your reign weaken our faith. The signs the priests read from their dreams and from the progress of the days portend your fall. A shepherd boy, born by an eagle to a shining grotto and received by one compared with whom you, Lord, are nothing. An enchanted crane bearing a mirror in which a starry sky appears in the middle of the day. A night-long shower of comets, inextinguishable fires. Then where to turn? Toward Teotihuacan, toward Taos, Machu Picchu, Cheops Pyramid, Ram, Buddha, star maps, mirrors. De mi mirador en los altos percibo el chubasco en el horizonte occidental. Y al vuelta, glyph gods live within, señor, la verdad interna. Wind moving on the lake shatters the surface. Red wild bees are coming from the east. Black wild bees are coming from the west. White wild bees are coming from the north. Yellow wild bees are coming from the south. Ah, Mukankab, swarm into me. Make me your hive. Bring me the essences of flowers. I offer you my heart. And Montezuma arrayed him as the god, white feathers on his head, soft eagle down among the long hair falling to his loins, and also on his head a crown of flowers, a shawl of flowers across his shoulders, necklace of white seashells, golden bracelets on each upper arm, and both wrists braceleted with precious stones, and on each leg gold bells and sandals from the ear skins of the ocelot. Time near 2 a.m. along the final spiral of the age of Pisces. Glyph, star above three men who hold a sun, sun rising out of water. Glyph, a woman weeping. Glyph, an eye transfixed by lightning. Three times it was, they say, the foreigners arrived. I stepped out from the trees and saw the cabin I had built with all I knew, alive with fire, the cat a black blaze in the window, woman flaming at the door, her voice a single sound, her face, the face of everyone I knew, the trees at climax, thunder streaking toward me from the sky. It is night. There is no moon. I am on a dirt road in a dark wood, and I hear a sound in the distance like someone chopping a tree or a gate banging in the wind. A pale red light flickers in the trees, and now there is another sound like heavy breathing or someone gasping for breath. Suddenly I am in a clearing, and a creature with blazing eyes and a lolling tongue rushes toward me, black bones clacking, black ribs opening and shutting, with a sound like a gate banging in the wind or someone chopping a tree. Behind the breathing bones, a red fist knots and unknots itself. I reach through the bones and grasp the fist, twist it free, still beating in my hand, torn arteries flailing blood, and fling it at the black skull. And then I wake up. I am on a dirt road in a dark wood, and I hear a sound in the distance like someone chopping a tree or a gate banging in the wind. And when the feast drew near, he was married to four chosen women, and for 20 days he lived and lay with them and danced and sang and feasted. 5 days before the feast, he began to scatter here and there the ornaments adorning him. His hair was shorn above the forehead, tufted in a warlock at his forehead. To the long hair down his back were tied red thongs with single feathers of the quetzal. On the fifth day, he embarked in a canoe with his companions and the women with him, laughing, to the holy island. And here he was abandoned by the women. They turned back. And so he arrived at the temple and began to ascend the steps. I, who am I? I live as a fugitive, a singer of flowers. And at the first step, he stopped and broke his flute. The music stopped. I only came to sleep. I only came to dream. And on another step, he threw down something gold, his smoking tube. At each step, broke and scattered the belongings left to him, until at the summit, nothing was left to him, nothing. And there the priests fell upon him and threw him on his back upon the stone. It is not true. It is not true. cut through his breast, tore out his heart, and raised it, wildly beating, to the sun. And so the sorcerers were sacrificed, and the astrologers. Anyone throughout the kingdom who had dreamed the end was ordered to your presence. Night and day they came, the dreamers. Night and day, the words and images of doom repeated from the people's dreams and paid for by their hearts. I saw a mountain moving on the sea from side to side. How many thousands did you murder for their dreams, my master? But now the true God walks among us, and soon the stones shall rise against you. But with the true God came our misery, the time of strife and tribute, robbery and violence, the people trampled by the local chiefs, the priests and teachers, foxes of the town, blood-sucking insects of the town, the greedy sorcerers. We trade one master for another. Still our hearts and tongues are silenced by the sword. And so we learn the art of no comprendo. Yesterday, I thought I was beginning to understand. I stepped inside you for a moment and saw. So that's it, I said. It what, you said. Forget it. And I did. So came the end of those whose emblems were the bird, the precious stone, the jaguar, they who sought the lucky days and saw the good stars enter with their rain. No sickness then, no aching bones, no burning chest, until the bearded men came from the red east, swarm of wild red bees. Then were there no more lucky days. The vision faded. No great teacher, no supreme priest, no great speaker. Fire over water, night and day, death everywhere along the roads, and floating in the lake among the red flowers, broken arrows lying on the roads, hairs torn out, and roofless houses, brains spattered on the walls, worms multiplying in the streets and squares. Complete the month, complete the year and day, complete the night, complete the blood, complete the breath that passes. Because of its great towers and pyramids and buildings in the water, all of masonry, some of our soldiers said that surely what they saw was a dream. Thank you. Oh, this is so strange. I was just telling David when we were eating that there's this odd thing. When I write something and I sing it, I put it in song form, and I don't have any problem keeping it in my head. I don't have to look at it on the paper. But as soon as I start to read, I have to look at it on the paper. So here I am trying to do this thing where I'm going to go back and forth between things that are read and things that are sung. And let's see what I can do with this. A number of these things in here are from this book of mine, Oracle of the Turtle. Some of them I'm reading, some of them I'm singing. There are also a few other things mixed in here. I'm not going to stop and identify them as I come to them, but there's a couple of things right at the beginning. One of the very first thing I'm going to read is a little excerpt from a thing that N. Scott Momaday wrote. And there's another little excerpt from one of Scott Momaday's things in here. There's a song that I'm going to do called What Do Bones Do in These Caves? That's actually a poem that was written by one of my mentors, I guess you would say, Tom McAfee, who used to teach at the University of Missouri and is dead these several years now. And there's also a piece of a Pawnee Indian dawn chant in here. Sky, our father, all night sleeping. When I get to that part, that's what that's from. It's from the dawn ceremony of the Pawnees. So, let me try this out. was a man who killed a buffalo bull to no purpose. He only wanted its blood on his hands. It was a great old noble beast, and it was a long time blowing its life away. On the edge of the night, the people gathered themselves up in their grief and shame. Away in the west, they could see the hump and spine of the huge beast, which lay dying along the edge of the world. They could see its bright blood run into the sky, where it dried, darkening, and was at last flecked with flakes of light. Alas, for them, their time's no more. Their fires are gone from hill and shore. No more for them, the wild deer dies. The pale man's axe. By power oppressed beyond the mountains in the west. Their children go to die by foes alone. Their death song shall be sung. Their pleasant springs are dry. Their children look by power oppressed beyond the mountains in the west. Their children go to die by foes alone. Their death song shall be sung. These words are hard to chew, this talk of leaving, talk of yours and mine, this law of take more than you need, get what you can. I want to spit them back at you. Spit out these bitter seeds that stick between my teeth and swallow you. Not yet. The time is coming. Keep the center. Say no more than necessary. Watch details be calm. Be who am I to tell you this? Where I stand, earth is barren. Even rain could raise no easy spirit here. Even rain could raise no easy spirit here. Botali rode easily among his enemies, once, twice, three times, and four times. And all who saw him were amazed, for he was utterly without fear, or so it seemed. But afterwards he said, "Certainly I was afraid. I was afraid of the fear in the eyes of my enemies." The lame man with a drifting eye is quick to anger, selfish, and afraid. I must be careful. He is barbed wire hidden in the grass, a copperhead beneath a loose rock, cracked glass, mirror, when I least expect it. The figure moving toward me stops, steps backward. Shadows of enormous clouds blacken the field. I have forgotten everything, your name, my own, what we are doing here inside these bodies standing on this ground, the fear of falling, why there is no sound. I am an old man sweating in the blue heat of that August afternoon. Something dead is floating in the dark pond. Dogs are barking. Staring at the sun, I see a black flower blossoming inside a black flower blossoming inside a black flower blossoming inside a black flower. I fear the darkness there. Dancing mask that wants to wear me, mouth that wants to teach my mouth its song, to dance the darkness. Thunder woman, beat your drum. In darkness near the heated stones, we sweat together, brother, sister, earth. The hot breath through and through us, chant the body's other song, sound we see between us in the steam water from the deep gourd dipper makes. Drink me, water says. And when I do, the creature slips inside me. Drink, it tells me, let the others in. And so I do, and then I drink again. I see the old ones by a fire at night, gathered in the great arch of the cave's mouth, the long day's hunt behind them. Sees far, green-eyed one stares at the flames. I see the other, green eye says. Chipped, chirped, a trace of ashes, scattered bones. What do bones do in these caves? Rains come hard with winds and fill the bottoms. What do bones do in these caves? If you see me next among some Cherokees, be dear, touching the mold. Think of eyelids, think of hair. What do bones do in these caves? Rains come hard. Bottoms. What do bones do in these caves? They fill the bottoms and the tops. They enliven the darkness. They talk to bats. They are white. What do bones do in these caves? Rains come hard with winds and fill the bottoms. What do bones do in these caves? Each briefest bird reminds me how I walk beneath whatever thunder is. How slow the body goes, the mind may leave to linger with the rocks and animals. Remember fire, the plants that heal, where water is. Remember what the turtle means. At the field's edge, where the woods begin, something happens in the loud leaves, stops, wings flap, hawk rises into gray air. Trees are hieroglyphs, all the green tongues of the earth are moving. Surely soon now I will understand. When the doors start to open and the windows come down, when the lights in the sky start moving around, when the earth starts to thicken at the polar caps, everything looks like the ancient maps. When the kingdom of the old ones start to rise from the seas, and we start to hear voices in the rocks and trees, do you really think we're gonna know how to change this time? I'm building a mystery over. I don't know. Maybe I'll live it forever. It's another one of those ancient tales, like the legend of Odysseus and the Holy Grail, and it's all gonna happen like the legend say. It's happened before in a similar way. I've heard that the people who were living back then, being born on the earth to try it again, and I really hope they're gonna know how to change this time. I'm living the mystery over. I don't know. Maybe I'll live it forever. Brothers and sisters, run and look outside. Are there any strange lights in the sky tonight? I think that any moment now it's all gonna change. Nothing that we knew is gonna be the same. Brothers and sisters, tell me, what can we do? Do you think that we're many or just a few? Do you really think we're gonna know how to change this time? This is not a path I am walking on. I am not leading or following anyone. I am stepping into a pool of water that seems to have no bottom. I am looking into a fire that seems to have no flame. I am on an edge that is nothing like an edge. These days down here beneath the solar sea, the tidal flow of light etching the edges of the continents, we conjugate the colors and the distances, consult the oracles, decipher shadows, dream the moment when this sunken world will rise. My card is the wandering fool, walking on a mountain path, sun shining down on him like dog that follows him, a rose in his hand. As he steps into space, there's a rose in his hand. As he steps into space, I am covered by the King of Swords, sitting on his ancient throne. Blue is the robe he wears, gold is the crown he wears, sharp is the sword in his hand. Sharp is the sword in his hand. I am crossed by the wheel of fate, turning in the sky of blue. Typhon, descend with me, Anubis, rise with me, Sphinx with a sword, rules with a smile. Sphinx with a sword, rules with a smile. I am crowned by the Queen of Cups, sitting on her watery throne. Mother of fools is she, mother of swords is she, queen of the deep salt sea. She's the queen of the deep salt sea. And below in the deep salt sea is where the journey of the crab begins. Two towers look down on him, wild dogs call out to him, light from the moon turning to flame. Light from the moon turning to flame. And behind in the darkening past stands a hermit in a hooded robe. The old man, he waits for me, holding a lamp for me, searching the ground for a path. Searching the ground for a path. And ahead in the threatening sky comes a flash and a deafening roar. Down from the tower in flames, down to the earth again, come the kings and their crowns, falling through air. Kings and their crowns, falling through air. And then in the sky there appears an angel with purple wings, a horn in the angel's hand, sounding a clarion, calling me back into the light. Calling me back into the light. So here in the garden we stand, naked in the angel's light. Lovers in paradise, lost in each other's eyes, blind to the snake,
waiting to strike. Blind to the snake, waiting to strike. And so it shall come to pass that our flesh shall become our chain, holding us here below, chained to the devil's stone, the slaves to the world we have made. Slaves to the world we have made. But soon there shall come a day, and a night on a ghost white steed, death will come riding by, bearing his banner high, breaking our chains, setting us free. Breaking our chains, setting us free.
Another breath. How many now since then, the first one, jerk of air, I still remember. Breathe. Is this forever? Exhalation, inhalation, exhalation. And what does death do then? Suck back the breath? And what does that begin? Seas and seas we swim, swam, fathom, phantoms, eaters in the dark and eaten, toothed and tentacled, unblooded, no-boned, dreamless world glyphs surfacing. I give to this one something given to me, and changes itself again. You almost see the paw print human, claws becoming fingers, tools the wind gods left here when they flew. We leave for snakes and worms to lift themselves and feel the weight of air. Six hawks whose heads are light circle the sun, all day I watch, and still at night they turn, circle the sun. Sky our Father, all night sleeping. In the east now see the dawn. Earth, our mother, all things moving. Green the path we walk upon. Eagle soaring, see the morn. Dawn, the child of night and day. Sun returning, life renewing. Lead me in the beauty way. Begat the owl and whippoorwill, begat the air, this fire, the darkness. Those of us who sit here, and the stream, begat black buzzard mother waiting in the wind, the limestone bluffs, begat the roots, begat the leaf and limb. On the wings of the wind, the pollen is scattered and sown. And deep in the greenness, a corn child begins to be
and it grows to the song that the wind carries down from the mesas above, and their ancient towns grow so. Grow slow, little ones, the kachinas are here, and they dance with us here below. The children are watching the grandmother moving the stone. She shows them a pattern she saw her own grandmother show. And the children, they grow like the ears of the corn, and they hear in the words of the grandmother's song.